What do you think it will be like to meet God, to meet Jesus? What do you think it would feel like? Well, let's listen. We're going to listen to two stories from the Bible this morning. And in the first story, which Eric read so beautifully for us, the prophet Isaiah meets God. He has an amazing vision of the holy God in the temple in heaven. In the second story, Simon Peter meets Jesus while he's fishing, going about his ordinary daily life as a fisherman. So we're going to look at these two stories and see what they say to us. In our first story, Isaiah says, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. So what does he see? Well, he has a vision of God in heaven and tries to put this into words. He doesn't actually see what God looks like, but he describes a throne high above everything with special angels flying around crying out, holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is full of God's glory. Holy and glory, very strange words, trying to express how beautiful, how powerful, how perfect God is. How different from us. Imagine seeing God. Well, it's very hard, isn't it? Because we can't see God. We can't see God. I've got something here. It's a picture of light. Because quite often in the Bible, God is described in terms of light. And maybe this helps us a little bit to try and capture something of the holiness and the glory of God. So what do you think it will be like to meet with God? So perfect, God so perfect, so powerful, so full of light and holiness and glory. We might feel a little bit like Isaiah. Isaiah feels overwhelmed, because as he sees the light and glory of God, he knows that God can see him and see his smallness and his weakness and his failure and his sin. So maybe Isaiah feels a bit like this. Maybe he wants to hide from God. He knows how different he is from God. He doesn't want to look at God's glory anymore. He wants to hide from God because he knows he's not good enough to be in God's presence. But the story doesn't end there, because something else happens. God takes away Isaiah's sin, everything that makes him feel unclean and not good enough to be in God's presence, and he enables him to stand in God's presence because he is forgiven. He can stand in God's presence because he is forgiven. And then God says, I've got a job that needs to be done. He wants someone to go and be a messenger to the people. Who can he send? Now, do you think Isaiah says, send my dad? Send my neighbor? Send my best friend? What do you think that he says? Send, who does he say? Send, God says he's got a job to do. Isaiah says, send, what do you think? Jesus. Send Jesus. Send me. Send me. Send me. I think it was quite theological, send Jesus, yeah. Send me. Okay, send me. So, Isaiah has seen God. He's met with him in his glory. He's been forgiven. And now he's called by God with a job to do. Sent out to speak of God to others. Now, what about our second story this morning? Second story doesn't take place in a special vision in heaven. It takes place in ordinary daily life when Simon Peter and his friends are going fishing. Now, I don't think ordinary daily life is going fishing for anybody here. Anyone here a fisherman? No. Fishing is a very special thing we might do on special occasions. But for Simon Peter and his friends, that was their ordinary daily life. Like you go to school, they went fishing. So on an ordinary day, they've gone fishing, and Jesus meets them. And he gets into, in fact, Simon's boat, because he's going to teach the people from the boat. And when he's done that, he tells Simon, put down your net into the deep water to catch some fish. Now, Simon Peter thinks this is a very silly idea, because they've been fishing all night, and every fisherman knows the best time to fish is in the night. What does Jesus, who's a carpenter, he works with wood, what does Jesus know about fishing? Do you think Jesus knew a lot about fishing? Well, Simon Peter thinks, you don't know about fishing, mate, and you're telling me to fish in the daytime. But Simon Peter says, if you say so, I will let down my nets. Because Jesus says so, Peter obeys and puts down his nets. And then a very amazing thing happens. They catch so many fish that the boats can't hold the fish. They begin to sink. And Peter, Simon, is very amazed at how many fish they've caught. But he's even more amazed at Jesus. He's even more amazed at Jesus. Perhaps Simon begins to see something of who Jesus truly is. Perhaps he can see something of that holiness and glory of God in Jesus. But Simon doesn't just begin to see Jesus differently, he begins to see himself differently. Or maybe he realizes Jesus sees him. And he can see him right into his heart. So lots of stories in the Gospels about Jesus seeing people right deep into their hearts, knowing them through and through. And so Simon falls on his knees before Jesus. Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Meeting Jesus has shown up his selfishness and his sin, just like the way the holy God in heaven showed up to Isaiah, how small and how weak and sinful he was. But Jesus reassures Simon, do not be afraid. Just as Isaiah was forgiven, with Jesus there is also forgiveness and healing. And so Simon doesn't have to hide away from Jesus any longer. He can also stand up. He can stand up. And Jesus has a job for him to do too. Jesus says to Simon, you are not going to be a fisherman any longer. You're going to be called from being a fisherman to being someone who will work with people to share with them the good news about Jesus. And Simon, who we know, of course, will be called, what's Simon going to be called? You know what Simon's other name is? Simon's going to be called Peter. That's what we know Simon. We sometimes say Simon Peter. He's going to be called Peter. And he is going to share God's news about Jesus with others because Jesus says to him, follow me. Follow me. And indeed, Simon Peter, and all his friends leave their boats to follow Jesus. So what about us? We can't see God. We're very unlikely to have a vision of God in heaven like Isaiah had. We haven't met Jesus in the same way as Simon Peter and his friends. We haven't met Jesus in his earthly life. But we can meet with God. We can meet with Jesus through reading the Bible, through worship and prayer and communion, through learning about God with others in our daily life. Now, I want the children just to help me at the end, okay? So I'm going to need some help, right? So, who would like to help me first? Samuel, you come and help me first. So, reading the Bible, coming to worship, prayer, learning with others, we can begin to see. Okay, you can come and stand over here. We can begin to see. Jemima, stand next to Samuel over here. We can begin to see, hold it up, something of the holiness and the glory of God. We also begin to realize we are seen. Okay, so Samuel, I want you to come move around here. Move this way. Okay, we are seen. Hold it up again. Okay, because the holy God and Jesus sees us. We are seen by God through into our deepest hearts. And in God's presence, in Jesus' presence, we might actually feel small. We know that we're selfish. We know there are things wrong with us and we need to say sorry. Who's going to hold this one for us? But we know also that God forgives us and he tells us not to be afraid. We can stand up Okay, Raphael, we can stand up. We can stand up. And Jesus, Kiki, we're called, like Jesus calls Simon Peter, to follow him, to listen, to obey, and to share his message of love with others. So I'm just going to go through it one more time, okay? So reading the Bible and praying and worshipping, we can begin to see the holiness of God, who Jesus truly is. We are seen by God. We know that we have to say sorry. We can stand up because we're forgiven, and we are called to follow Jesus. Thank you very much, all of you, for your help.